Hey, this is an interesting one that we missed, and I'm looking at you too, Risey. Steve and I certainly did.
Yeah.
Because our children are older, but yours are in the bracket. But Nikki went through this recently, and I thought it was a really interesting conversation to bring on the air because it's almost like a bit of parent-to-be guilt, I think. But Nick, tell everyone about cord blood banking.
Yeah. So at the start of, I've been doing sort of like the birthing classes, breastfeeding classes online at the moment. And at the start of every class, no matter what the topic, they always start with cord blood banking and how important it is to take up as new parents. And basically it's right after you give birth, they keep some of the cord blood, basically.
Yeah.
And it gets taken away to Sydney or different labs. And then you pay annual subscription to keep that going, and it's meant to be, they say, as the years go on, there are more and more things, like if there are illnesses down the track, that this these stem cells can actually help your baby and keep them alive. So
right.
Yeah, so it's not cheap either.
How much are you getting quoted?
So I just had a look here. The total cost over 12 months is $5,990.
Oh my God.
And that's for cord blood and tissue.
How did all of our kids survive without this?
Well, this is the thing. Look, we started, I believe, learning us general lay people about stem cells and what they can do when Christopher Reeve, if you remember.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, he had the accident and ended up in the wheelchair. And that whole world of stem cell, we started to get, okay, so that can help. But we're not kind of there yet, are we? We are for a lot of things, but not everything.
No.
Like, it can help with diabetes, autism,
yep.
There's different cancers, that sort of stuff.
Yep.
But what I found fine, like Nick came in, you weren't stressed, but you were like, you feel obliged. It's almost like you're a bad parent if you don't.
Totally. Well, I guess it just, as research goes on, they go, there's more and more things it can help you with. So these are just, I guess, nurses or
doctors.
Is that
an annual cost, or is that just, that's it, full stop?
No, it's an annual cost to keep it going and keep it refrigerated or whatever it is to keep it going.
I think you'll find it's like, you know, when you hire a car. And they say, would you like to pay that extra because the excess is low? And you go, nah, be right. It's a risk you take.
Yeah.
But isn't it a tough one at the start? You don't know
completely
what your baby's going to go through in the future. No. And it's so hard to make a decision. And it's such an expense that you just didn't know would happen at the start.
Has any of your friends, and I know your brothers and have kids, have they done it? Do you know people who have done it?
I do. I know one girl that's done it. She's paying for it at the moment. Yeah, she didn't do it for
one of those situations. You don't actually want to have to use it, do you?
No, never.
Yeah,
but also,
never want to use it.
Yeah,
but imagine feeling that guilt if you didn't save it as well, and it was, you know, a few $1,000 for treatment down the track. It's really hard.
It's a tough one.
You weren't pushed into it, Rice. No. I mean, Theo's won.
Yeah,
well, he's not even five months.
5 months.
Yeah,
there you go.
We went through it. Yeah, 6 months ago. Never ever heard of that before.
What, so Lucy, no one pressured you guys?
No,
I don't want to keep saying the word pressure, but suggested.
Maybe it was because she was a doctor.
Possibly that Lucy already knew about it and we didn't do that. But I would definitely feel pressure because you want your kids to have everything in life, and if they ever go through anything, any amount of money you'll pay to get them. But
and it's only going to get better.
Not me. I don't even tick the extra insurance.
But that's
how much is that? No, he'll be right.
That sort of medical technology is only going to improve.
Yeah.
Right? So when you are faced being pregnant as you are, and knowing that technology moves so swiftly, that hanging over your head of maybe, let's hope no, but maybe one day your baby would be in need of something and you say no, I can understand the dilemma you're in right now.
That's it. And there's a period of, like, I think 2 hours after the actual birth where you either do it and send it off, or it's too late and it no longer works for you. So it's a really tough one. You have to actually decide ahead of the birth, ready to go, and someone's there to pick it up and deliver it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you've got to make that call nice and early.
Can you get Jake in and just grab a bit and I'll put it in my freezer. I'll put it in my freezer. $5 a month.
Oh, imagine that.
I'll just shift the, I've got some frozen pies. I'll just shift them. I'll put that down there, ready to go.
Is it, I understand what you're saying because it's almost comical that it's costing that much money.
Yeah.
Are there different companies that do it? And are there?
Yeah, there are. I actually on Black Friday got Black Friday spam sales.
No.
On.
No
yes, way. I'm not joking. Had to use the code BF200 if I wanted to get $200 off. It's yeah. So they're competing companies. They're all Jeez. Doing it at the moment. So wow.
it's a money spinner.
Mm.
What is your obstetrician like? The doctors? Do they recommend it or do they?
No. Haven't had that chat actually yet, but I will
talk to them.
Definitely.
About it.
Yeah.
That would depend on whether they've got shares in the company.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, look, I 100% get what we're saying.
But it's a lot of money.
I still think it sounds like a money grab.
Oh, it's a lot of money. Nick, honestly, like we've all had our fair share of dramas with our kids, with health, but, you know, the human race has got on with it without this sort of thing.
Mm.
But having said that, I completely understand what you're feeling and going through. Yes.
Yeah.
Tupperware tub, and I'll even move the chippies. I'll move the chippies.
How are you going to fit your fish fingers, though?
Oh, bloody hell, good point.
$10 a month.
It'll be right next to his other sample that he does regularly.
Oh.
Gee, I hope you don't mix those up.
I think I'll pay the money.
And Tanya, not regularly. it's not like it's a hobby.